That time right now is 8:11. You're listening to WGNS, and our guest today is Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Scott. Good to be on the show. I appreciate you asking me to be here, and we think we're going to have a gorgeous little day because the fog was in over the night, and my daddy-in-law used to say when it was foggy in the morning, it was going to be a beautiful day. So we'll see whether my daddy-in-law knew what he was talking about.
And you brought with you a complete layout of food here.
Well, I did bring a few snacks. It took me a little while on Broad Street to get those, but I made it with me. I did.
So what is happening in Murfreesboro? What's new?
A lot of good things going on, I think, in Murfreesboro. Our Middle Tennessee Medical Center just celebrated their first year in their new facility. And if you have not been there yet, just to visit, you don't have to go to, you have to be sick or under some medical advice to go there. You ought to go by and see the Middle Tennessee Medical Center. It's a gorgeous facility. It's absolutely beautiful.
Hard to believe it's been a year already.
October 2nd, so they just celebrated a year. And our city is getting ready to kick off our 200th year, our bicentennial celebration, and we'll do that on the Civic Plaza, 11:30 next Monday, the 17th, and we look forward to having everybody there and at least kicking off a 13-month celebration of the 200th year that the site that we know now as Murfreesboro was picked to be the county seat for Rutherford County. So we're looking forward to that, too. We'll have a big program. We'll have former Mayor Richard Reeves will be there to speak, and also former Congressman Bart Gordon. We'll raise, we hope, the new bicentennial flag that will fly over the cap of over our city hall with our state flag and our United States flag. And we'll have some of the former council members who've been in leadership roles through the years. And we're just looking forward to a real nice kickoff and a great celebration.
Should be a lot of fun. I know we're going to carry that live on that Monday morning. So it's going to be a big to-do event.
We're excited about it. We hope everyone will turn out. We think it's going to be great weather on the Civic Plaza. And, you know, our city has grown so much. There have been so many things that have made Murfreesboro and Rutherford County special. And we just didn't feel like there was just any one date that we could celebrate. So we decided to celebrate for 13 months. So we're going from October of 2011 to October of 2012. We'll have events scheduled each month, and we're looking forward to it. And other people who would like to get in on the events or the planning or let us know what they want to do or use our Parks and Rec Department or use our Convention and Visitors Bureau with the Chamber or our Heritage Center, should just give the mayor's office a call, 849-2629. We'll get you directed to the right spot. And each of the months for 13 months will have a special theme. For instance, our teachers, our healers, our military, our roads, rivers, rails, and trails. We got a lot of things going on. I hope people will take part in it.
And that all starts Monday, October 17th, this coming Monday.
That's right. The kickoff is this Monday. Next month in November, we hope to have a reenactment of the signing of changing the name from Cannonsburg to Murfreesboro up at our historic courthouse. So there's a lot of little things that we're planning on doing to try to help everyone get involved and celebrate the bicentennial.
And from what I understand, when it changed from Cannonsburg to Murfreesboro, it was spelled differently with a Murphy PH. And then after, what, two years later?
Well, it was still Murfree, M-U-R-F-R-E-E, but it was O-U-G-H, kind of like Cannonsburg. We had a G-H on the end of it. So we're going to do a little research, and if we need to go to the legislature and get that name officially changed, we're probably going to do that. Of course, we've got a city charter that calls it Murfreesboro, B-O-R-O. So we're just excited about the opportunity, and as I say, the aspirations and accomplishments of so many people which have made our Rutherford County so special.
By the way, our phone number is 893-1450. If you want to call and go on the air with the mayor this morning, feel free to do so. Again, 893-1450. Now, recently you reviewed the Murfreesboro city manager, and he got good reviews. How did that go?
Well, it's interesting to be able to review a city manager. One of the assets, I believe, of the way our city government is set up is that we don't allow our local people to have any favoritism, so to speak. So we, instead of having a mayor make decisions and hire and fire people, and the city council get involved with each of the city services other than through our resident support. We let a city manager, professional, hired, paid person, run our city government. So that person has a background that favors their ability to provide good service, because city services are public safety, parks and recreation, streets, solid waste pickup, yard waste pickup, those kinds of things, which are service related. So our city council each year in October generally has a session where we evaluate the city manager. And it's that evaluation is based on the budget year, and the council sets the goal and direction for really the city government by using the budget document. Those are our objectives. It's where we're going to spend our money. This is how we're going to deploy our resources and our service people. And so we set a budget that goes from July 1st to June 1st, and then in October we evaluate the city manager based on how he has worked the city government, how he's reacted to the community, how he's reacted and hired people, how he has actually fulfilled that budget. So it actually went very well. We had ratings in every category as above average, and many of them were exceeds expectations or right at the top of the line. Financial management has been something that's been Mr. Lyons' real strong suit, and our city has an excellent financial background right now, 13 years of great financial reporting, and I think he got probably an overall 9 out of 10 on when you look at all of the 13 different areas that we looked at.
I understand not every council member filled out the review. I believe one, Madeline Skells Harris, did not. Did she shed light onto why she didn't?
I think Ms. Harris had some questions about the evaluation and what were the goals and the objectives, and I think during the next year she'll be able to assimilate along with the rest of the council and help us decide what's the best way to evaluate the city manager.
When you review the city manager, do you also review the assistant city manager?
No, actually the assistant city manager and other department heads work for the city manager, so they don't work for the council, so to speak. The council hires the business manager, treasurer, who's Ms. Wright, the city attorney, who is Ms. McGannon, the city judge, it's Judge Sellers, and then the city manager. So frankly, we review the city manager, and then they run the rest of the departments, and we don't have responsibility for them except through the city manager. And we do that evaluation, and part of his evaluation, frankly, is how he hires people, how he deploys them, how he uses them, how he trains them, and the results that he gets from them. So again, in order to keep favoritism out of it and the hiring and firing and the city services, the council is really looking at the city manager to do that kind of things. Now, others like it where they have a full-time mayor, you know, where the mayor is elected every 4 years. You possibly could have a mayor that was there for 20 years or a mayor that was there for 4 years and got kicked out. It just depends on what the local citizens want to do. I, in particular, grew up in Murfreesboro. I like the process and the procedure that we have now and the type of government that we have now, and I think it has worked very well for Murfreesboro.
Do you ever see that changing?
You know, if it breaks, I always say government is needs to stay calm. You don't need peaks and valleys. I think we see a little of that every once in a while in other governmental entities, whether it be another city, another county, another state, where you just have a lot of upset, where people don't feel like they're being heard, where they don't get the services that they think they're entitled to. And if a government is broken, I think that's an excellent time to change it. If a government is not broken, I always say, well, what happens if you change it and then it doesn't work? Do you go back to the way you had it? You know, and again, it's disruption. Elections disrupt government. I've found when looking at state government or county government or city government for that matter, and especially on the national level, when an election is coming along, nobody wants to do anything until after the next election, because they want to see the check the pulse of the public, of the voters, and what do they want to do. And I think you saw in 2010 after that midterm election in Congress, There hasn't been a whole lot done. There was a lot done possibly before that election, but when the election was over, there hadn't been much done since then because we're still waiting for the next election. So that's why I say if your government is broken, you probably ought to change it. If it's not broken, just try to keep things going and try not to disrupt too much.
Again, our phone number is 893-1450, and the phone lines are open now. 893-1450. Give us a call, and we will get you on the air in just a little while. In our current form of government, it makes more sense to me because when you're able to hire somebody who has a background in city management as opposed to just electing somebody who may not.
Well, yes, and then that person is almost works at will for the council. The average length of tenure of a city manager across the United States is about 2.5 years. Which is a phenomenally short period of time. I don't know whether city managers don't wear very well, or they, again, with the election cycles being every 4 years or every 2 years, that's fairly disruptive. But we've been very fortunate in the city of Murfreesboro that in the last 90 years we've had five city managers. And it's interesting that we've had such longevity, but I think it does speak to the fact that residents and business owners feel like they're getting their dollars worth for the money they spend in city taxes, and they like our parks, they like the way we take care of our streets, they like the way we get our garbage picked up. Now, there'll be always snafus, there'll be things that don't work very well in a short period of time. For instance, I know many of our residents have yard waste that they put out at the street, and the federal government mandates we can't put that in a landfill anymore. So we've had to put together a whole new system of picking up yard waste. And when we have big storms that knock down a lot of trees and people are doing a lot of trimming in the springtime, the early summer, it's pretty hard to pick up all that yard waste and get it out of the street. So we get a lot of calls at that period of time. So, you know, we're very fortunate, I think, that the city government that we have provides the level of service that's been able to keep the infrastructure in place so that we can grow economically, but still have an excellent city that most people enjoy living in, and they're prepared and want to live here. It's funny how many people do come to Murfreesboro and invite their families where they've moved from. You know, mom and dad come, sisters, brothers, other children. I facetiously say when somebody decides to move to Murfreesboro, their whole family's come. It's not just the individual family, but it's their entire extended family that ends up coming because they keep saying they like Murfreesboro.
Let's take a phone call. Our number again, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on the air with the mayor.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Did you say, make a statement that maybe America, did you say the government was not broke? Did you make that statement?
I did not. I said.
What'd you say?
I said that if a government is broken, then you ought to change it.
So you say. So what are you saying?
You're
in politics, right?
Yes, and we were talking about city government. We were talking about city government.
Well, do you think city government is broke or not?
I do not.
You don't think so?
No, I believe the service delivery for the taxes paid is very reasonable.
You know what's funny is that I'm in a business and I go around and talk to people. And it's funny how people can be so tore up in times like these. We see it going on everywhere. I know you know they're riding all over America now, right?
Right.
Wonder why you think these people are doing this.
You'd have to ask them.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you, in case you ain't talking about it Murfreesboro lately, 90% of the American people are fed up with government. Did you not know this?
Then they're fed up with themselves because they're the elected people who elect our government.
Well, I got news for you. They may call themselves electing people, but they really don't call any shots. Did you not know this?
I'm not aware of.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd kind of throw that out. You know why I'm up this early in the morning?
No.
Some people call me because they've got a problem with the red light cameras in Murfreesboro. Did you know that?
I understand that some people don't like red light cameras. Some people don't like the police either.
So that's the amen. Well, wonder why, if you don't do something like that, when you start going in people's purses and their pocketbooks legally, why don't we have a right to vote on these things?
We have a number of people who call in every day wanting to know what we're doing about people who run red lights. So we have finally done something about red lights, and there is an easy way to overcome that. Is to repeal the red light law. That way you wouldn't even have to enforce red light cameras because you don't have a law that says it's against the law to run a red light.
Who makes the laws?
You do.
Oh, okay. Isn't it funny how every time we want something, we always got the reason why it worked? But why don't all the large cities have red light cameras, sir? Who had the most wrecks?
We've waited, I guess, 20-odd years to wait for the technology, and it apparently in the larger cities, they didn't find that it would be cost-effective. They like to have their patrol officers out.
Well, you know, they took them down in a lot of cities, too, right?
They did.
Sure did. Wonder why.
You'd have to ask them.
I love your attitude, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You know, cities are interesting, and the in Tennessee, we have 346 cities. None of them are alike. They're all different. And they do things because that's the way they want to do it in that city. We have 95 counties in Tennessee, and they do things in each of those counties because that's the way they want to do them. They don't do them in Dyer County like they do in Claiborne County or Hancock County or Rutherford County. They do it the way they want to. And we have found that I think most of us would understand that in government, we work together. Now, you're not going to have everybody agree. I was pretty facetious in saying we ought to repeal the red light law, which says that it's against the law to run a red light. You need to wait for a green light or a yellow light. But it also points out the fact that many of our residents are disturbed and afraid to be out on the road and go to an intersection because they know so many people do run red lights, and we have evidence that there are collisions because people run red lights. So we only have 126 signalized intersections in Murfreesboro, and we have red light cameras at 6, not at 126, but at 6. And we found it that in those particular intersections and across Murfreesboro since red light cameras have been installed, and they only write a citation when a red light is run. There's no other citation written for anything else. We found that across the board, we have seen a significant drop in the number of T-bone collisions and rear-end collisions in every category across the city, not just in those intersections where we put the red light cameras, but across the city. And I feel like that's part of our public safety duty as a city or city manager or city mayor is to try to make our environment more public safety prone, and that's what we're trying to do.
Are there plans for more red light cameras?
There are not. We did a survey of the busiest intersections, if you will, and we determined to put them where we felt like they would have the most emphasis and also where that intersection was fairly complete and there was not going to be any rehabilitation or other construction in that intersection for some period of time to come. It wouldn't make sense to put a camera up, then have to tear up the street, pull the camera down, because there's a lot of technology involved.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Fine.
I was just curious about the red light cameras there, too, myself. You're still having wrecks for the at the red lights. I mean, you hadn't stopped the wrecks. You're not going to stop the wrecks. I don't care if you put a red light camera, two of them at every red light.
Right.
Because that's called an accident. The people on Murfreesboro, when they leave their home, they try to drive careful. They try not to have an accident. That's the reason they buy insurance. That's the reason that the state of Tennessee, when you run a police officer catches you that running a red light, you get points on your driving record. Plus your insurance goes up. It seems like the city of Murfreesboro has added this on just to come up with a way to get an extra $50 from people. And another thing is, when it first came out, I asked the city council to let the people that doesn't have very much money that might need this $50 to buy their kid medicine or food for their family to go sit in one of our city offices and take their ticket with a number on it, and y'all have a log book, and you sign in at the city office, different ones across town. So sit there maybe for an hour. Then you get signed out, and the person that works for the city initials it. That way, they paid their $50 fine. And then that way, their kid or their family does not have to do without some food or medicine. And that was told me. They told me no. And I was just wondering which city council members and who is in, you know, that voted this in, and which one of those are still are wanting the red light cameras, because we're sort of looking around trying to find some new council members that's not interested in the red light cameras and taking those light cameras down. I've heard so many people that cannot stand those things. And a lot of people, like the last time we was talking on it, called in from Smyrna and said they got them, so they're shopping at Smyrna. So a lot of these merchants in Murfreesboro might be losing business because of red light cameras, because people are shopping and not coming to Murfreesboro. They're staying in Smyrna in different areas. And we got a whole lot of people looking and a lot of studying going on ways to get these cameras removed if we have to maybe get some new council members or whatever. And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your comments, and I know that in some instances, red light cameras, police officers in cars that have computers, if you look at radar guns that check your speed and things like that, sometimes raise a very emotional reaction from people. One of the things that I like to consider with a red light camera is number one, that we wouldn't need them at all, which means that people would not run a red light. Obviously, we don't charge anybody if they don't run a red light. The fine for running a red light is $50. You don't have to pay that if you don't run a red light. You don't have to pay a speeding ticket if you don't speed. It would be a wonderful world if we didn't have to have police officers, if we didn't have to have emergency services. And I certainly agree with the caller that it appears that we're over-enforcing, and certainly when people run red lights, they make a conscious decision to do that, and they have to pay a fine. It would be nice if you didn't have to do that. But in most instances, if you think about it, the number of red light citations in a day in a intersection is there's only 6 or 7 or 8 per hour, and that's 4 different directions that run a red light. So, frankly, most of the motoring public has determined they're not going to run them, whether it's the camera there or whether it's the law. They've made up their mind. I'm sorry, we do have to fine people when they speed or fine people when they run a red light. But, frankly, it's voluntary. You don't have to speed, and you don't have to run a red light. And if you don't ever have to pay a fine. And you don't have to ever meet one of our fine police officers. As I say, in many instances, they're excellent public servants. We're proud they're out there. And the reason we use a red light camera is to free up an officer to do something a little more, help public safety a little bit better, other than sitting at a stoplight waiting for that 2 or 3 people in that direction who will run it in an hour.
Now, Mayor, I got to ask, have you received a red light ticket yet?
I have not. When I was in the military back in the early 70s, I was stationed in Missouri, and I got a speeding ticket in Missouri, and I got a no left turn ticket in Missouri. And since that time, the only ticket that I have, other than a parking ticket in California and maybe a couple of parking tickets in Nashville, was speeding in a construction zone in Maryland at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning when there was nobody present. And they had a traffic camera that clocked me doing, I believe, 57 in a 55-mile construction zone on an interstate in Maryland last October. So I got a nice picture of my car, a nice little note from the state of Maryland, and a red light camera ticket. It wasn't a red light, though. It was a construction zone speeding ticket.
Huh. Well, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I'm going to change it up a little bit. On the cell phones, is it a law in Murfreesboro that talking on the phone, will they give you a ticket or something? Is it against the law to talk on your cell phones while you're...
The state has regulated that. We do not regulate it here locally inside the city of Murfreesboro, but the state has said no texting, meaning you can't punch the buttons and send a message while you're driving down the road or look at your calendar or that kind of thing. But Tennessee actually does not have a law against the use of cell phones while you're operating a motor vehicle.
So in other words, you can't get a ticket for texting and
You can get a state ticket, yes. The city will enforce a state law, but the city itself does not have an ordinance against texting or using a cell phone. But the state of Tennessee does. So no texting in the state, and the city will enforce that state law if you're seen. It's just like the seatbelt law. If you don't have your seatbelt fastened, it's a state law. It's not a city law.
So, in other words, the city will give you the ticket, but you would have to pay the state.
That's correct. You're authorized to, if I'm not mistaken, the city is authorized to enforce that law.
Okay, and just say if you are using your cell phone and one of the city police officers pull you over and give you a ticket, you would have to pay it to the state.
It would be a state ticket. That's correct.
The reason I'm asking this is because I see a lot of city police officers using their cell phones and stuff like that, not only the city but the county. I see it happening every day, and I was just wondering about it. That's the reason I was asking. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. I certainly understand that, and it is a concern to the motoring public about people using cell phones. I certainly have heard of instances of road rage where people get tired of somebody driving 50 miles an hour in a 55-mile zone because they're really not thinking about their driving. They're thinking about the conversation they're having on their phone. But in some states do not allow you to use your cell phone while you're operating the vehicle. But Tennessee has not gone that far yet.
We got to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll get to your call. So if you're on hold, just bear with us, and we'll get to your call next after this short break. You're listening to WGNS. It is 8:38. Currently 59 degrees outside. Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the Customer Relations Manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
Same folks on the service lane. We've got Albie Holt, who's been here, I think, 18 years now. Joe Ellis, who's been here 20 years. We've got salespeople who have been here for a long time. Most of the management's the same.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area, partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-70s, and we'll have a calm wind becoming west-southwest. Tonight, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Currently 57.
Did you realize we have 10 items at the Maple Street Grill for lunch under $6.99? Hi, this is Mike from Maple Street Grill. Debbie and I wanted to invite you down to try some of the exciting new menu items. 10 items at the Maple Street Grill for lunch under $6.99. Maple Street Grill, 109 North Maple Street in the historic downtown Murfreesboro area.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Played Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning, Weatherford County. As you make your way to work this morning, guys, be advised we are dealing with a disabled vehicle right at Harding Place along I-24 that is slowing traffic down. Starting around Bell Road, you're going to see things start slowing down in that area. Also see there's a pretty slow traffic around West Jefferson Pike along 840 eastbound, so be careful there. Now, happy to report no accidents along your secondaries, but guys, still dealing with some pretty heavy fog in the area, so remember, your low beams flipped on and give yourself a few extra minutes. This traffic report is brought to you by the Law Office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Give him a call, 866-468-6603. With the WGNS Traffic, I'm John Boyce.
If you drive a GM vehicle, listen up.
We can do gauge repairs for half the price you're charged at the auto dealer, and it won't take 2 weeks.
This is Amy at Todd's Complete Auto Care Center. We can do it same day.
This is Shelby.
Come see me.
We're on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
Good morning, you're listening to WGNS. It is 8:42 right now. We got two calls on hold. Let's go to the first one. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Had a couple things I wanted to mention to you about Rover. One question is, how many people... by the way, I do love Rover. I use it almost every day or every other day or so. But I'm not complaining about the service, but what I'm wanted to ask you about, what kind of staff, I've heard there's several positions in the staff, and I think, me thinking about it, being overstaffed, can you tell me what positions and how many is in on the staff, you know, of the Rover office?
The office? We have a kind of an operations type person, and then a an administrative person in that office, and then they report to our transportation department, which deals not only with Rover but with roads, the federal government, the state government, and working with our engineering department.
That is Mr. Richardson, right?
Well, Mr. Richardson is the head of the transportation department, and that includes transportation and traffic. So traffic and roads and Rover all together.
Right. Well, I think from what I've been talking to some people about it, the office is overstaffed.
Is that transportation or traffic or just Rover?
Just the Rover itself. Uh-huh. As office. I know one of your drivers quit the other day because she was only getting 3 hours of work a week. And she was a part-time driver. And I was talking to some of the people about it the other day, and I said, if you're overstaffed, why have an overstaffed, and when you can put another driver on full time and make it where it'd be easier for everybody, I think would be best.
I understand your concern, and I've asked questions myself, but let me give you a little bit of information in that we have 6 different routes, and they operate 12 hours a day. Most people work 8 hours a day, which is a normal shift, so we have to have some full-time and some part-time. And the reason we do that is because we have a 12-hour day. We do not want a driver on the roads 12 hours. So we have to have part-time. And if a person is a part-time worker, we like for them to be available to work, whether it's 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, 5 hours a day, or maybe a full shift, an 8-hour day. If you work 3 hours a day for the 5 days, you still have 15 hours. And I realize it doesn't sound like a lot of hours, but the problem basically gets back to the fact that we have to have drivers for the full 12 hours during the day.
Right, but this one driver, she only had 3 hours a week. You know, how does anybody live on 3 hours a week?
Well, I'd be happy to. I understand, and I appreciate that. We have folks that, you know, we have about 400 part-time workers that work with our part-time Parks and Recreation Department, and many of them do not get very many hours. We have crossing guards that work at our city schools, and they get maybe an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon on 4 days or 5 days a week. So, again, a part-time job is just that, and scheduling, I can't address this particular issue, but I'd be happy for you to call me at the mayor's office and give me your name and number so I can investigate that for you and get some information. 849-2629.
I just think, you know, over the actual office part is overstaffed. When that money, you know, $40,000 to $60,000 a year, whatever they're paid, you know, that could go toward having another driver or even adding another route, because the Rover is growing in ridership and everything, and I think that's a good thing too. So, but I just think, you know, as far as the office part, it's, you know, kind of overstaffed.
Well, thanks for your comment, and I'll be happy to look into that for you if you'll give me a call. 849-2629.
All right.
Thank you for calling. We'll head to the other line here, line three. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you got me. You talking about the $50 fine on the red light?
Yes.
Okay. Does that count court costs also?
It's a $50 fine if you don't go to court. If you look at your citation, which is available to you to take a look at the film of it, and there's no court cost involved. You just pay $50.
Okay, I didn't know because I ain't got one, you know, yet. You know what I'm saying? But I know 3 years ago I had to go to had a ticket and I had to go to court, had to pay court costs.
Right. Now, on moving violations, on moving violations, they do, but on red lights, they do not.
Okay. How much money have y'all made so far off these cameras?
I could not give you an exact figure, but if you'll call me at the mayor's office, 849-2629, I can get that information for you.
Okay. Say that number again, okay?
849-2629.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious because I think a lot is just money-making. Well, I really think it is. But I thought you had to pay also, anytime you had a ticket, you had to pay court costs.
A red light camera is a civil penalty. It is not a reportable penalty to the state, and certainly it's all it is just
$50. It's just a $50 fine.
Unless you wait 3 weeks and don't pay it, and then the fine escalates because you fail to pay it.
Okay, I'm just curious more than anything else, but I think one caller right, I think we should be able to vote on it.
Right.
But you know, I just wonder, you know, it's probably a money mill, what it probably really is.
Right.
But I got a question too. Now, my question is, you say it's for safety. Why can't you have a camera if you have an accident? Can a person who has an accident go up there and get the copy of the accident? To me, that's the best use for a camera. Not to find people, make a money mill out of it, but if you want to protect people, it's because I had a wreck at one of these red lights, you know. The first thing I said, I wish I had a camera up there just for the wrecks.
Yes.
But sometimes you turn on a right lane or whatever, and I think that camera goes off because I live close to one, and I see it blinking all the time.
Right.
Use it for an accident report, anything like that?
If you'll call my office, I'll try to get you some information on that. I'm not aware that it's available.
Because I think really that's what it should be used for accidents. You know what I'm saying? I think it got a two purpose there. If you're gonna use it for tickets, I mean, you know, that's up to the people. But as far as safety, it should be used for. I know when I had my wreck, I got hit in the rear end. A guy left. I mean, he got up and just walked off.
Right.
I wish I had a camera.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But that's what I think it should be used for. Main thing, really, to be honest about it. Don't you think so?
Obviously, it's a property that belongs to someone else, and whether it can be used by an individual, I'm not aware of it. But if you could give me a call, I'd be happy to get you some information.
Well, you know, may use by the individual is for safety, isn't it?
It is for red light, running a red light, and whether it is to be used by someone else for either pursuing a lawsuit or for an insurance claim or something like that, I'm not sure that it is available, but I can get you some information on that.
Is it criminal to leave accidents in an accident?
Oh, yes.
Criminal crime?
Yes.
Well, I think that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be used for that also.
I can't tell you that it is.
Okay, I understand. I ain't trying to argue with you.
So if you would call, I'd be happy to get you some information.
Well, the public should know how much money y'all making off them red lights.
It is. It's in our budget. Our budget is online. If you'd be happy to go through our traffic in our court fines, you'll see the item listed.
But if on these red lights, there's no court costs, because court costs are pretty well high.
No. No court costs.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
you to the Southern Line here. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Yes, I was calling in to tell the mayor he is doing a phenomenal job and to keep up the good work. And also for our councilman, I was watching the last meeting that they had, and I want to just applaud Mr. Gilly and Mr. Bratcher for standing up to the paving, I think, problem that Bob Parks, Benfield, and Mel Adams, their LLC, is having with these multi-million-dollar homes and things that they're building. And I was just really appalled at them wanting us citizens to pick up that tab to finish paving the subdivisions that they have built homes on, and just thank them for looking out for us taxpayers, because, you know, we're scratching and digging and, you know, and stretching and making pennies holler for our own needs and things, much less take up a project that multimillionaires are building. You know, I was just really I guess he'd think we were stupid, thinking that someone that could build million-dollar homes and things like that could not get a letter of credit from the bank. That was a joke. And just thank you, Mayor, and the councilman, and just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for your call, and I applaud, obviously, our council for wanting to go through that kind of exercise on determining what would be the best way to get those streets paved for those residents. Obviously, in that instance, the streets have needed to be paved for some number of years. We were getting a number of complaints from people who lived along those streets or traveled, and they wanted them paved. And without some form of payment or some way to guarantee the payment, we were looking for a way to get the streets paved. I think we're continuing those negotiations, and we certainly hope to have a resolution very soon so we can get those streets paved.
We got to take one more break, but when we come back, we'll try to fit in at least one more call at 893-1450. And there is an open phone line for you to call in on, 893-1450.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They have made me feel like I am truly someone to them, and that means a lot.
Stay independent at home. In charge.
I've never seen anything in my life that has been more outstanding than this company.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Weather Eye.
For the forecast area, partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-70s, and we'll have a calm wind becoming west-southwest. Tonight, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Currently 57.
If you have a painting job that needs to be done, residential or commercial, you have the power to decide not to hire a bunch of illegal aliens to do it. Michael's Painting is known for quality, follow-through, and a sense of perfection. Estimates are free, honest, and pleasing. Michael's Painting. Very attractively priced, very high-quality work by American citizens. 615-542-1891.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call
800-896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning, Weatherford County. As you make your way to work this morning, guys, be advised we are dealing with a disabled vehicle right at Harding Place along I-24 that is slowing traffic down. Starting around Bell Road, you're going to see things start slowing down in that area. Also see there's a pretty slow traffic around West Jefferson Pike along 840 eastbound, so be careful there. Now, happy to report no accidents along your secondaries, but guys, still dealing with some pretty heavy fog in the area, so remember, if your low beams flipped on, give yourself a few extra minutes. This traffic report is brought to you by the Law Office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Give them a call, 866-468-6603. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thinking about retirement living for yourself or a loved one? Think Adams Place in Murfreesboro. Retirement and assisted living, rehabilitation, and long-term care are available. If you need a vacation, take advantage of assisted living's respite care. Adams Place Retirement Community. Senior living at its finest.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And a good morning to you. It is 8:57 right now. Coming up tomorrow night on WGNS in high school prep football action, Riverdale taking on Blackman. That's tomorrow night, Thursday night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. And in the State Farm prep football lineup for Friday, Oakland will be at Smyrna. Friday night, 5:45 pregame and 7:30 kickoff for Friday night. So we have a game for you on both Thursday and Friday, both high school games. Make sure you're tuned in. Again, the time is 8:57. We're joined by Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg this morning. And I guess in closing, what else is happening with the city?
Well, let me thank your callers, Scott. They have certainly brought up some comments and thoughts on the way we do things in Murfreesboro, and their opinions and comments count, and I appreciate your callers. We still are going to be working on our streets. Obviously, the state is in here. At some point in the future, we will get the state to come out and build a bridge over Broad Street that many of us have probably been expecting for 20 or 30 years. So there's a lot going on in Murfreesboro. We're very fortunate. Our parks, our recreation, as we kick off for our bicentennial, Cannonsburg on the weekend of the 22nd has their harvest days. There's just a lot going on in Murfreesboro, and I hope everyone enjoys a beautiful fall weather.
And again, the event is going to be on Monday.
Monday the 17th at 11:30 at the Civic Plaza. Parking underneath, if you wish, or on one of the city streets. Be glad to have you. We'll have that outdoors, and it should be beautiful weather. We look forward to that kickoff for our bicentennial.
And if anybody has questions for you off the air, what's the phone number?
849-2629. You can always get the mayor at that number, 849-2629. And if I don't have an answer, and many times I don't, I try to find the right people to do that, and I think we've got staff that can help.
Sounds great. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you this morning. Appreciate you having me on.
Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg, stay with us. Good Neighbor Events come your way next, followed by ABC News.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS Murfreesboro retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.